Hi.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to yet another Mega 64 podcast. Tonight's show is brought to you by meh.com.
Rocco insisted we do this because it's his favorite website of all time.
Meh.com.
I thought I was being pranked.
No, dude.
I thought this was another Kevin stunt.
Is that official logo?
That's the logo. But you guys aren't meh heads?
Meh.com. Meh.com is a daily deal site from the makers of Woot.com. Is it okay that we say Woot?
Woot.
Is there a confirmation on that? Woot?
Ask your parents if you
We had to find a sponsor, and we had to find one based off Rocco's favorite word.
Yeah.
And wow. We did it.
Well, thanks a lot for that. I think I'm being tricked.
You're not.
But I've heard they're a great site. They've got deals every day. So check it out and investigate if this is a stunt.
You go to meh.com and there's a giant, it says the word meh.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think this is a prank.
Is it not?
It says meh.
It's not a prank.
There's a button that says meh.
Our plug came up and I thought, oh, I'm going to give them what they want. I'm going to play right into it.
Yeah.
But apparently it's a great site. So I guess go to meh.com.
Okay.
I think this is fake.
There's the meh button. They've invented meh button technology. You don't need to put that. People know what it is.
I think this is a stunt. Investigate and get back to us.
And then Daily Deal. They have shit for sale. Fucking can of soda or macaroni and cheese.
Or a human skull.
Socks or a human skull. If you like it, you click buy. If you think it sucks, you go meh. And you hit the meh button technology. Ooh. You activate meh tech.
Meh tech activated.
Yeah. And
nice. You have to say it out loud.
You basically you say fuck off to this.
Vocal recognition.
It's all based around saying fuck off to this.
You know what?
But once in a while you might think, all right, that thing I like.
Yeah, I hate retail stores, so I'm an online kind of guy.
Do you know what I call meh tech?
Huh. What?
Mech.
Oh, that's lame.
Theme song.
I'm a lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to our show.
We're back.
Yeah, we just plugged meh.com. I don't think anything will ever top the first plug we ever did for Kickapoo, where we joked that it had rat feces and caused cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
I remember not being the one that said that.
I remember the one who said that.
I take full disclosure.
Credit or responsibility, one of them.
I thought it would be funny to make these jokes like, oh, Kickapoo, you know, they're sponsoring us, but if the sponsorship goes away, we might talk some shit. Say it has, you know, animal poop in it. It causes cancer. Biggest fucking bold email hits our inbox from Kickapoo corporate headquarters. Like, never again insinuate that our drink causes cancer. That was a teachable moment for old Derek Acosta.
Yeah,
there.
If you ever do a show, don't do that. Don't do any of that.
So you'll notice the med plug went a lot smoother.
That was good. Hey, you'll never know where the line is if you don't cross it once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Tonight, we're filming this on a Sunday night where nothing else is happening in entertainment. It's kind of like we weren't even going to stream,
but Sunday.
I was told nothing's happening tonight.
Right.
So we just said, well, let's go live at 6 p.m. Pacific because that's specifically when there's nothing
happening. I would actually like to take a moment to dedicate tonight's podcast to one of the greatest shows of all time, going off the air. In fact, by the time you watch this, I'm going to say it's probably already off the air. Coach.
Modern Family. Oh.
Coach.
Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah, by the time you hear this, it's probably off.
The funniest fucking show, second to this one, of all time. Craig T. Nelson, you rule.
I love Craig T. Nelson. You're right.
Does anyone out there... Craig T. Nelson fucks. Podcast question of the week. Does anyone out there hate Craig T. Nelson?
No.
Like,
no.
Who is like in such a rage about Craig T. Nelson? Like, this guy fucking sucks.
Craig T. Nelson dicks down.
I will say, though, I don't know anything about his personal life at all.
I do.
Like, zero.
I know everything.
I do. You know, every time I see him on TV, like, look at that guy. He looks so nice.
People probably ask the question, does Craig like to fuck? I say he does.
Mm. Yes.
What if Craig T. Nelson...
We have lights popping.
Like to fuck.
Yeah, there is a light like that is going haywire right now.
Kevin, go unplug it.
It just shot a spark.
Did it really?
Incoming electrical fire on the Mega 64 set.
Yeah, so everybody watch as the chaos unfolds. You know, if you ever wanted to see someone die on our show, tonight maybe.
Lights off. Thanks, Kevin.
You may have gotten your wish, but Kevin had to ruin it.
Saved us. Saved our lives.
I can turn it up to max if you want.
Craig T. Nelson, he's a good coach, not like that bad coach. Craig T. Nelson fucks, but he fucks adults. that's who I'm referring to, Rocco.
You said bad. Who's
exactly?
I don't know. I'm thinking bad.
And that's
bad
why I
coach.
Want everyone to. I want to verify that Craig T. Nelson fucks, but they're all adults, man.
I was thinking like. I don't know, Coach McGurk or something.
No, Rocco hit the nail on the head. Bad coach.
Garrett. So they should reboot Coach. Yeah. Craig T. Nelson plays it, but this time it's called Evil Coach.
Yeah.
And he's like
Evil Coach.
Doing all the shit that's in the news. You know, he's like sneaking kids into college, getting payoff, and then he's like, I gotta inspect you.
Yeah, he's the coach that photoshops people's faces onto
water polo
athletes,
players.
Like this whole scandal.
Oh.
That's what it's about. Evil Coach.
Evil Coach.
Hey, people out there, I want to see Evil Coach fan art. Please get to work on like what that would look like. Like Orochi Coach.
Orochi.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, got the fire in his
head. Orochi Coach.
And Craig T could still play him. I mean, have that.
No,
be, everyone
he should
loves,
play him.
No, everyone loves no. Craig T, so let him be in the reboot.
No, I don't want a lovable guy in that role. It's got to be like, who's the most hated person in America?
Oh, Mel Gibson.
No. Yeah, Mel Gibson as
Mel
evil
Gibson,
coach.
He's back.
That, he fits.
He's back on top.
Jodie Foster
loves Mel again.
Said he's fine.
Can't forgive him.
Is that what happened? Someone said he's
it would
fine.
Have to be. It would have to be
Bill Cosby.
It would have to be like Louis C.K. or Bill Cosby or
Weinstein
or Kevin Spacey or
Harvey Weinstein. Einstein, yeah, Weinstein. He can't produce anymore, but maybe he can act. Maybe that's his second chance.
Yeah.
And he's going to go, hey, that's me. I'm not evil coach.
I have no idea what that guy sounds like. How would you know what he
sounds
like?
Yeah, yeah,
like
he
that.
Sounds like that.
You never heard of the Hutt.
He had a Howard Stern interview.
Kevin
you never
Spacey,
heard
that? No. Bill Cosby,
yeah.
Louis C.K.,
uh-huh.
and Harvey Weinstein in his first acting role, all four of them star in Roach Coach Squad.
You know what's crazy? Oh, yeah. If you would have told me that list 6 years ago, I'd be like, "What? What's this awesome list that I want to be on?" Yeah. That's what I would think, just hearing that list.
Is this Ocean's 18?
I wouldn't think
what
it's
is
like
this?
A list Bad of evil people, but it was.
This really
we
became,
didn't know.
It became kind of the Avengers a little bit. the worst team.
Directed by Woody Allen, said somebody in the chat.
Smart.
I don't think Woody Allen would direct it. He's busy, you know.
The hot ones, what the hot ones.
In my mind,
enough,
that joke is killer in my mind. I'm trying to become
God.
A better person, so I don't make the Woody Allen jokes like I used to. Sorry,
That's okay.
No,
I like it. I like the new you.
I'm soft now.
You're a cuck. That's all.
Yeah. Hey, you said it. I'm a cuck. Holy. Derek a cuck stuff.
Cucked and loaded.
No, but anyway, you know, but... All jokes aside, or were they jokes? That's for you to decide. The Game of Thrones is ending tonight. Game of Thrones is having its finale. But probably by the time most people see this, they will have watched the finale. But we haven't seen it yet. So I guess we don't really have any insightful commentary.
No, but everyone who's watching like live, thank you, because you chose us.
Yeah, thank you. You chose us instead of that. But you know what? After the way... Everything has unfolded this week. It doesn't surprise me as much as it would.
Because we're so fucking funny.
What unfolded this week?
They don't have cable.
What unfolded this week? We put out our Metal Gear behind the scenes video, and I think people think we're so charming that it's like no brainer. Watch this instead.
People love those behind the scenes videos.
Oh, is the response good?
Them. Yeah, dude. The response is so positive.
Wow, that's really good to hear.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
Long form, too. Like,
we got a Rocco Crush video out of it.
I kept seeing that, but I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, what does that mean?
So
did you watch the BTS?
I didn't know either. I didn't know either that there's a thing, I guess it's a fetish thing, where it's like you're crushing the camera with your foot, you know, like a foot fetish thing.
Yeah.
You should have known. I was trying to pick up a GoPro off the bottom of the pool with my foot, and I put that footage in the video, and people told me they were getting horny.
Your foot is crushed, not you have a crush on something.
I feel like we were there on site saying this is going to be fetish footage.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, we made that joke.
We made the joke,
but
I didn't
know what a crush video
was. Yeah, I didn't know that term.
Because people kept telling me, you made a crush video, you know that, right? And I was like, what? Who do I have a crush on? Nobody. But it was my foot. There was another thing,
Who do you have
too.
A crush on?
Yeah.
You crushing on anybody right now, dog?
Rule 34, it's like there's everything is porno now.
You into anybody right now? Famous or not famous? If they're not famous, shout them out because nobody's
even
know who that
is. They may or may not be famous, but they're definitely not alive.
Oh. So okay.
Well, I don't want
to. That wouldn't work out, man.
Bundy vibes.
Jesus. God damn.
But anyway, I didn't know about that. And then there were a lot of comments about like pressure washing dick and balls too. And I was like, oh yeah, that was in there as well. Garrett says he's going to do that because he's pumping the water pump so many times, which that puts it to bed. Was Kevin really pissing? No, it was a water pump.
It was water.
We wanted Kevin to actually piss. He threw a whole fit about it.
I tried. I had a heart to heart with Kevin saying, look, I know it's gross, but Garrett and I will clean it up, and it'll be so much funny.
Why does it take two men to clean up one guy's piss?
We were trying to convince him.
Like, one to supervise. You don't have to worry about this. No big deal.
Pants.
Will you piss your pants? I'll clean it up. No. All right. But me and my friend will clean it up.
I really think that it will be so funny if you do
Sean
this, Kev.
Was weirdly wanting me really badly.
Because we had a whole discussion. With this last bit, the behind the scenes, if they said, Kevin actually fucking
beat. I know.
It would have exploded. Everyone would be so happy.
I know
so
where
dedicated.
Kevin's coming from. I can't even piss in a public bathroom if anybody else is in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Let alone on camera with five of my friends fucking watching me.
I totally understand, and I wouldn't have peed either. I wouldn't have.
No, for comedy, you would have overcame.
But, wait, hold on. Fuck the Metal Gear video. Okay, is that for real? Do you actually have trouble
nervous
peeing?
I got so much trouble. I can't release a drop.
Really?
Yeah.
We've gone into this before.
We've talked about this before.
I need extreme privacy.
Yeah, I didn't know if that had changed or anything.
The all gender bathroom changed my life.
It's a godsend
because you get an entire bathroom to yourself, and you know.
Are you saying that all gender bathroom is typically like there's not a lot of people in it?
That's one banger.
The family bathroom. It's one. There's only one toilet in there.
You lock the door.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And you lock the door. And most people are scared to go in there.
Well, the reason why
they don't want people assuming all this shit about them.
The reason why I thought you, I know at sometimes we go to PAX in Seattle, and it's funny, they have male restrooms, female restrooms, and then gender neutral restrooms.
Yeah.
And it's always funny because the male and female ones are always packed.
Yeah.
And then the gender neutral one, it's like
empty.
Yeah, it's empty. It's like people don't know they can go in there or something, or they.
I'm telling you,
I don't know, but I always go in there, and it's awesome because it's like you got this whole palatial restroom to yourself.
Yeah,
and so I just piss in every toilet. I just I save a drop for each one. I spread the waters like the seven seas or whatever.
Johnny Appleseed.
Well, anyways, I tried to convince Kevin to pee. I get why he didn't, but it would have been pretty funny for that video.
Dude.
It would have been funny.
It would have been yellower. It would have been.
He could have at least.
It looked like you peed though.
At least peed in a container and then filled the
ice pump my piss.
Well, Derek,
could have been real piss.
That's gross.
Yeah.
We didn't reveal.
That's gross.
Yeah, I want it fresh or not at all.
Did I use hot water? I can't remember.
No, it was cold. It was ice water.
Oh, it was ice. I didn't even heat the water for you.
We have hot water here.
Yeah, I thought I put hot water in it.
No, it was ice water. I haven't found my nuts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I apologize, Kev.
Oh, no, Kevin.
We're going to find those nuts.
Yeah.
It's funny because as I was watching that behind-the-scenes footage, they keep going, but if you pee now, how funny will behind-the-scenes be? Oh, my God, if you pee now. And Derek, I can tell. I know him well enough. I see him in the footage just like... Yeah, okay, this guy's not going to piss in front of all of us.
Yeah.
Can we please?
It was
get
a
to
waste
next
of time.
Shot?
That would bother you?
He just has this look on his face like, can we just pump the thing now? And
I just wanted to get the filming
We've been talking someone into pissing in front of us for 20 minutes. Can we move on?
Thank you.
I want to do whatever made the video funnier, not the behind the scenes.
I get hung up sometimes on things, and I apologize.
I don't think we spent an exorbitant amount of time trying to convince him.
No.
But we tried.
Longer than most people try to convince their friends to piss in front of them.
Yeah.
Go big.
You know, if you average
sometimes
it out.
We get sidetracked in pursuits that will never come to be.
Yeah.
Trying to get Kevin to piss on camera was one of them. Okay. It was a big sidetrack.
That's true.
That was a hard one.
Anyways, I saw some comments. People didn't know who was Cyborg Ninja. But it was me and Garrett. I got the credit for it because in that one shot, it was me.
But you did it the most. I only wore it when you had to be Ocelot.
Right, but I'm just saying we were both that case.
Well, I was mentally synced up with you during your headbanging scene. I didn't notice. I mean, if you told me that happened, I wouldn't have remembered. But when I saw the behind-the-scenes video go up, I am like banging my head along with you, hitting it on the ground.
I don't know if you know this, but like a lot of times when you're doing the line and like you're either behind the camera right next to the person, you will mouth the person's...
Oh, yeah.
Rocco does that too.
I've seen Rocco do it.
Oh, I was doing it in that video too. You can see me doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Also, like, you know, when Garrett puts makeup on you, he'll be like doing like a tongue thing.
He licks you.
I think you see that in our Cell Saga behind the scenes. I think you see that tongue thing, yeah.
Speaking of Cell Saga behind the scenes... I checked the comments on that because it's linked to the Metal Gear. There's a big loop now. All the videos are created. So I was like clicking through the videos.
Sure.
And somebody asked if me having big lips as Cell was racist.
What?
To which I thought,
what the fuck?
Those are just my lips. Those are just the lips I have.
Is that racist?
I don't know.
You have
those Derek,
lips?
I mean, you need a little self-reflection.
I didn't know what to make. I was just born with those lips.
What
I was.
Do you think?
If that's racist, then take it up with God.
I feel like I have fucked up lips myself, and I don't know if anybody's ever asked me that.
Well, I will.
Okay.
Not now, but later.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna
later.
Ask you.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. They like your pillowy lips.
Reflect on that later.
Does this offend you?
Pucker up, baby.
No, don't do that. Oh my
sorry.
God.
Call the police.
That was my favorite. Honestly, when it again, this is just a product of knowing each other as long as we have. But when you played Cell in the Dragon Ball video we did, I remember thinking, "Cool, so he's gonna play all three forms." I already know how perfect Cell is going to sound. You know, he's very proper, and Derek can do that. I already can picture it. First form's kind of tricky. He didn't really know how that was going to go because, you know, he's like this big bug man. I don't know how Derek's going to play that. But I remember being specifically really excited because I was like, I know form two, I already know how Derek's going to play it. he's going to do one of these. I just knew. He looks that way. Do you know what I mean? He just looks like he just has such a like annoying like look to him that I thought, I hope he does that. And sure enough, you did. And shame on you for it, because frankly, that was offensive.
I have a big mouth, literally and figuratively. When I was in high school, I would see those old pictures of samurais that are like going into battle, and I would recreate the face. And that's when I realized I had a big mouth.
You'd open your mouth really wide. Oh, wow.
They have the sword neck.
Oh, yeah, that's they make that face.
I've never once looked at your... I've never once thought Derek has a big... It's never, like, been a thought to me.
Can you guys put your fist in your... Can you fit your whole fist
You mean
in
literally
mouth?
Or figuratively?
Literally, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, it's big, dude.
Can you fit your fist in your mouth?
Yeah, can you do the whole
I've never
fist
tried.
Here's the thing. No I way. Think I can, but I might get stuck in there.
Oh. What happens
if
your fist can get stuck in your mouth?
That's just fingers, though.
I didn't go the full thing.
Last time I tried was in eighth grade, and I got it in there, but then I...
Garrett.
Really? It was hard to get out?
Garrett. He's got it. Garrett did it. He's got it.
No, I got fingers.
That's about as far as I could go, too.
Not the whole fist, though.
Ugh.
I could keep going.
It's kind of like hurts the cheeks.
But I choose not to.
I can't even like...
It hurts the sides of my cheeks.
I can't do anything.
What about where else can you put your fist?
Yeah. That's
care to share?
You know, is this a fist?
Because
this could go pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a fist, dude. Can that count?
What is and is not a fist? That's the question.
I'm really curious, though. Let's go. We're talking about... fetish stuff, obviously.
Nice. What? Oh, yeah.
I really do want to know if that foot footage did anything for anybody. So if you really were into that, I want making the joke, but I want to know the truth.
Message Rocco and then go into detail.
No, don't
like
actually
it.
Do that. Just tweet.
Well, what are you asking
tweet
for?
Tweet at the Mega64 Twitter so that way it's in a public space.
I paused it on my laptop and then put it on a chair and then sat on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, dude. Does anyone here have a thing for feet, in all honesty?
Fuck no.
No.
Fuck no.
Kevin
I'm
yelled
anti-foot.
Opposite so quick that I actually doubt him.
Yeah.
I actually doubt him. I think that was a defense mechanism.
Feet are gross. I don't get the eroticism of feet.
Now, here's the thing. Because it's dirty. I don't think feet are gross. They're not hot either. They're just feet, and I don't give a shit about them.
That's a confession.
No, Sean's into feet.
Not super grossed out by feet, but yeah, there's nothing like there's just attractive feet. Or erotic no, it's just about feet.
Wait, hold on. We're asking if Sean's into feet. We've seen Sean and feet before.
You're the most free with your feet.
I'm very free with my feet because my feet get hot. I've said this.
Oh, dude, he says your feet are hot.
My feet are not
hot. His feet are
hot.
He's hot for feet to listen.
Yeah, when you're horny.
He wants to fuck his own arches.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's what you probably do. You'd get a little... turnaround.
Sean, every day Sean's at the very beginning of a foot fetish porno. He's sitting there like, what's wrong? Feet are getting hot. Oh, hold on.
Feet are getting hot.
What? That's a little bit better. Still hot though. Hold on. I'm not going to keep going.
Okay. Like I know you wouldn't really do that.
Last night, I was in a hotel.
Here it comes. Rocco was asleep.
I cannot sleep in the hotel bed. Like, the things I have to kick up all the blankets at my feet out
Rocco's
of the bed,
face.
Hanging out because it's so fucking hot.
What?
My feet are on fire.
Do you know?
If it's under the blanket.
Do you know? If you when you look up like what like when doctors and psychologists and shit talk about like sleep that is the most when they talk about like the most what's the word for
rejuvenating?
It? type of sleep. It's when the human body what the human body wants during sleep is a cool head and warm feet.
Okay.
Mm. And Sean is the fucking opposite where it's like, no, there's something on my feet. Yeah. What's up
wrong with you?
Sean like wraps his head in a triple towel and
he's putting a plastic bag over his head.
I've been camping and it is fucking freezing out and I will have my feet out of the sleeping bag still.
What?
Because I have to.
Yeah, I would hate that.
Don't your toes hurt?
Once again, that is another foot fetish porno. Guys walking through the campsite, middle of the night. He just looks at a tent, two bare feet sticking out the zippers.
It's like a cartoon.
Don't know who they are. He goes over.
Smells them.
Starts playing with them. Strange feet.
When I was a kid, I had a problem because like I was scared that someone was going to grab my feet because they're always hanging off the bed, but I had to have them off the bed because they were so hot.
It was a real
nightmare.
Do you ever get cold feet, like where your feet are really cold? Like
cold feet.
Yeah.
Wedding day.
I mean,
he went through with it though.
No, I don't. I do not. No. My feet are never cold.
Okay.
Let's talk about the video on my fucking feet. My feet are boring and stupid. Let's talk about this fucking video.
Yeah, back to Rocco.
I've said enough about the video.
It was fun.
We got to explore the psychology going on here.
I got you talked about the arches of your feet. I have really flat feet.
Oh, no.
I remember when I was
young. You can't be in the military, dog.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say, because I remember, you know, when you turn 18, you fill out a draft card.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody does that, right?
Yeah.
And
sure. I didn't.
And I remember when I did that. did you really not do it?
I don't.
He did.
That don't disclose.
Oh, okay.
You did.
I don't remember doing it.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Maybe.
But I remember at one point. No, but I remember around then, I think I went to the doctor for something. Because I think I did something in PE and my foot was hurting. And then, he was like, and he specifically said that. He's like, you know, if there ever is a draft, you're the first to go because they are not going to take. You're going to be, you're holding everybody back.
First to go as in your cut, not to go to war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. As
first
in
to
cut.
Die because it's flat feet.
Yeah.
Make him
front of the line. Unfit
warrior. But that was something that I had heard is like, if you have really flat feet, they were like, oh, we don't want this guy.
What's the disadvantage though?
Bullshit.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
They will draft you and put you in like a command role. Like this guy can't run around.
Yeah,
so
but
make
he,
him,
yeah.
make him do all the strategic thinking.
Yeah,
well, all those video games are going to come in handy.
What's the real disadvantage of having like you
Final
hear
Fantasy Tactics?
You hear that flat foot is a negative, but what's the negative?
Feet hurt.
It's like you endure all the walking the least. Like you're just going to be a complaining like you're a problem.
Yeah, arches are better for your walking.
Arches are better for walking. That being said, I walk long distances and I never complain. I mean, like unless I don't want to go.
I mean, I've seen you complain about walking.
Joke?
No.
Are you joking? I can't tell.
No, if it's something I want, I'll walk it. I'll walk 10 miles. I don't give
but
a
if
shit.
It's something we want,
but yeah, but if it's like, but
that's
if it's
when
like,
we get the complaints.
Yeah, no, that's really not it. True at all. When we're in San Francisco and it's like, do you guys mind walking 5 miles to this restaurant? I'm
it was a good
we
burger.
We
all thinking of the same of restaurant in San Francisco.
No, I'm actually not thinking of that. What is that? I actually don't know.
The burger restaurant. The burger you threw things on the floor because you're mad that we walked so far.
The owners almost kicked us out of the restaurant because you were throwing.
You were throwing the straw container because you're so pissed that we walk so far.
We had to walk
oh,
to like
yeah.
two different restaurants because the first one was closed and it yeah. was far and it was up San Francisco Hills. And
yes. I don't want to embarrass
that's
Rocco,
different. That's different.
I can there. Remember so many instances where walking was a problem.
walking up a shitload of hills in San Francisco is a lot different than just walking a long time.
You didn't want
those
that burger.
Those hills
though.
Are not normal hills.
Yeah. And I think in the context is important too. Is we walked up a shitload of those San Francisco hills for like, yeah, a place was closed.
Yeah, it was
place,
like.
And you know, you hit that point where it's minutes. Like, I've wanted to eat for like 6 hours. That's where I was
actually,
at. Actually, it wasn't just that we walked.
I never knew you had flat feet. That recontextualizes so many
yeah.
walking
stories.
You know
what, Rocco? I forgive you.
Yeah. One time, do you remember when we were in Seattle and we had to walk to the hotel and you abandoned us?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I might not
have taxi.
He hailed a taxi
yeah.
and got in
the car
and drove
oh,
away without us.
Because I didn't want to. What I'm saying is, because honestly, we were going into PAX, and I had like not slept that much. I didn't want to walk all the way to where we were going. So I was like, I'm
going to
take
But we were all going to the same hotel.
Yeah, so I got there quicker.
Why didn't you offer them a ride?
I know. It costs no extra money to put your friends on the taxi with you.
It was.
It's all right.
It was funny. To see
I never knew you had this foot condition. I forgive you.
But when I'm like at like fucking like Epcot, I'll walk. When I was at Disney World, I walked 13 miles a day, and it was no big deal. But I don't want to walk to the hotel after I only slept a couple hours. Fuck that. I took the cab. Sue me.
There's logic there. I get it.
Sure. All right. Fair enough.
Okay. But I found that a lot of the trips when we would go to San Francisco, you know. You're more likely to walk places there.
Yes.
But there were so many times when someone in the group would like have, not anyone here, but someone would suggest a place and we'd walk like 5 miles and there was some bullshit or something. You know what I mean? Like you'd get there and it's like, they're either closed or they have like a bagel and that's it. And it's like, I didn't walk 10 miles.
When you're in a strange town.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, you're not local. You don't fucking know.
So I would get fed up. It's less that my feet would hurt and more that I would just be impatient.
Being hangry.
I'm more patient now.
That happens to me at cons because we've worked our asses off for 10 hours standing and then we haven't eaten all day and we're trying to find the place to eat.
Yeah.
Then there's the conversation of agreeing on the restaurant and then it's like if there's any problems getting there. It's
yesterday.
It sucks.
Fucking yesterday. Rocco and I were. I'm gonna say where we are. We were somewhere doing something. We're filming something.
Ooh.
And
we were. We can say where we. I don't think that's a secret. Oh. We were in Utah.
Oh, okay. We were in Utah filming something. And so it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. Our hotel is here. We were filming all day and we are exhausted. And so we go to our hotel check in. It's super late. And then there's a restaurant next door. Thank God, because there's literally nothing else for like miles.
Yeah, yeah. Endless nothing and one restaurant right next to us.
Open. Well, for another hour. Perfect. We walk in, look around, and the guy comes up. Oh, yeah. You know what? We're not going to serve any more food tonight, guys. Sorry. It's like you're open for another fucking hour.
Should we have gotten here 3 hours earlier?
What the fuck? I was fucking mad at this.
Well, did you ask?
They
him,
also
like,
wait. Hold on. You're missing the context too. That they made us stand at the front like Toontown jokes.
Yeah.
We were standing there for like 20 minutes. Like, okay, no one's acknowledging us. Like, what are we doing? And then he finally walked up like we were idiots. Like, guys, we're not serving food anymore. Yeah, both sides are closed. Yeah, so it's like we're. I mean, it's an hour until you close.
It says fucking open.
A lot of restaurants do that.
I
don't get
it.
Is that just like a millennial thing? Like, we close at 11, but we stop serving food at 9:30.
This guy was no millennial.
But here's the thing. If you're going to cut it.
I'm a millennial.
If you're going to cut it off 20 minutes, hey, this is like a long meal process, and it's 20 minutes to close. Okay. But an hour? Like, we were there an hour on the dot before they closed. An hour is not enough time?
Was
it? Not even 40 minutes.
Did they still serve drinks? Were they serving anything? Like, was it a bar?
I think they said they would serve us drinks.
You could try to go get a drink in the bar if you want.
But that wasn't even confident.
Yes, we said. We could try.
You can try.
What the fuck do you have hours for?
That's what we're saying. And so it's like, I guess there's literally no other option but you.
Lock the fucking door and go home.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, why are you even here?
Yeah, so it was like, cool, you're the only thing in town, so thanks for sucking ass. Yeah. So we left, but we drove out further and further. I didn't think we were going to find anything.
It was like 10 miles.
Yeah, we're out in the middle of nowhere in Utah, and then it's like, over the hill, there's In-N-Out. I didn't know they had an In-N-Out in Utah, frankly, but then we found a place.
Freddy's?
Freddy's Steak Burgers. Freddy's Steak Burgers and Frozen Custard? Or something. I think that was in the name. Whatever. But it was a chain I've heard a couple people mention before. But it was so good.
Dude.
And I was... Listen. Why is everyone yelling about Whataburger to me?
That's all I was thinking. Oh, Whataburger fucking sucks.
Dude. And then we walked into that Freddy's Steak Burger and it was like, this is like the best damn thing I've ever had. The burger was like... crispy and good. The fries. Now listen, I'm gonna talk some shit. I'm not a fan of the real tiny crispy fries. They're real small circumference. Sean really liked those.
Favorite kind of fries.
There is favorite kind. Yeah, I'm not a fan. However, the great equalizer was this place had fry sauce, both regular and like a jalapeno version. You dip them in there. Oh my God, it was amazing. And they had frozen custard. I got a concrete. Which I haven't been since we've been in like Missouri. I haven't had what they call a concrete, which is like they just mix it up in a big cup full of shit, and it was amazing. It was so good. Nice. So I don't know. I don't know how I hadn't heard about that.
But I really was in the worst fucking mood after that experience with that guy.
So mad,
and I was like, nothing. Even food isn't going to help me. I'm so fucking pissed. And then I had Freddy's. Like I'm happy. It was really good. So.
Gotta stay positive.
Thank you, Freddy.
Thank you, Freddy.
You never know when a Freddy's is right around the corner.
That's right.
Exactly. That's something to remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm curious out there. That brings up a very good and important question. What is everyone's favorite sauce? Like dipping sauce or just, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. Because some people really like the Raisin Cane's dipping sauce. Love it. I love it, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite. I think my favorite is actually Chick-fil-A sauce. I think that's my favorite sauce that's available at like a restaurant.
Huh.
That's just me. But what do you think?
I don't think I have an opinion on sauce. I'm not a sauce man.
What do you
like?
I like mustard.
I like barbecue sauce. If I want to
go.
Well, that's a sauce.
Burger, barbecue sauce.
It's in the name.
Barbecue sauce.
I stick with Grey Poupon. I just
really
fancy boy here.
I'm gonna say mustard.
I love a lot of mustards,
I definitely love
the Dijons, the spicier ones.
You know, I've never really eaten a Chick-fil-A.
Really?
I think I did once, like 10 years ago.
When we were in Georgia, I think.
Did we go to Chick-fil-A? I don't think we went to Chick-fil-A when we were in Georgia.
Oh, maybe not. I think the airport, I thought we had like, the last thing
like
was open.
Chicken and waffles.
That's the first place I had it was in the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day I hear about how Chick-fil-A is like secretly killing, like machine gunning gay people or something.
Yeah, I think I've heard
like,
that too.
They're developing
not
a
worth
nuke,
getting involved.
A nuke to drop on gay people. So I don't want to fund the nuke program.
You're anti nuke.
I'm protesting Chick-fil-A.
Dude, okay. Speaking of nukes, I'm going to kind of
good stance
veer off a little bit here.
But it is sauce related.
It is not.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I have been watching that HBO miniseries Chernobyl.
Oh,
yeah. Holy shit! This is great. I'm really, really enjoying it. It's only two episodes in
the
so
nuke
far.
Segue.
But yeah, it was. You reminded me with Nuke.
Is it a docu-series?
No, it's not a documentary, but it's like a story of what happened. So it's like a mini-series.
Oh.
But like, you know, it's like act. There's not like people talking to you about it.
Yep.
But holy shit. Like
it's a show or a documentary?
It's a show. It's a show.
Oh, okay.
And I did not know. I knew Chernobyl. All I knew is Chernobyl, radiation, don't go there.
Meltdown.
That's pretty much it. Meltdown. But I didn't really know anything else about it. Nothing else. And so this is like super interesting. Like, them like not believing it happened and like trying to like tell everyone like, oh no, everything's fine. Like, it's just fucking crazy. So like how bad things could have gotten. Even though,
and how
great.
Off their perception of the entire thing is. Like,
Yeah. So it's really good. So I would check it out.
It looked really cool. I have not watched like the full a full episode.
I'm not
yet,
sure how many episodes it's going to be. Awesome. I know it's like a limited thing and it's over. So
they speak Russian or English?
They speak English for us.
Okay. Do they have an accent or anything?
They have like an English accent.
You know, now that you mention it, recently, for the past few weeks, I've been reading the book Hiroshima, which is about the nuke that was dropped on Japan during World War II.
Oh, God.
And that's fascinating as well. It's like 120 pages.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nukes are crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, scary shit.
The nuke
in
Hiroshima.
That's all the book says. That's the
every single
line.
Page says nukes are crazy. Some highlights from the story was every day leading up to the nuke being dropped, they would get a air raid alarm, basically saying, like, bombers are coming. All right, all clear. Like every day for like 2 weeks.
So no one believed it.
So that day they got bombers are coming. All right, all clear. It's fine. And then like 20 people like, all right, let's go back to work. 20 minutes later, flash goes off. Whole city is nuked.
No.
And the story follows six people who survived the bomb and like what happened on that day and where did they go. For the next 40 years, it follows their life actually.
Jesus. Whoa.
And nobody knew. They just knew that everybody had these crazy ideas because they had no concept of what a nuke was at the time.
Right.
So they were like, holy shit, it was a scatter bomb. It was one. We think it was one bomb that scattered a bunch of bombs all over the city. Yeah. That's how it was able to blow up so much. And then a few weeks later, like, no, they were secret planes sprinkling magnesium powder all over the city. That way, when the bomb went off, it blew everything up. It all lit on fire. They had no concept of radiation until like a month later, people's hair started falling out and the radiation sickness set in.
And that is what this whole thing too is. Like you see people just like not fully grasping what is going to fucking happen to them. And it's just like, they're just like out like playing in this park next to this fire. It's like, don't fucking do that. Like, it's just like, it's crazy.
There was this, probably the most horrifying part of the book. There's this one doctor. Most of the people, when the nuke dropped, went to go stay in public parks because all the buildings were knocked down and the hospitals were flooded with refugees. So it was like, don't go to a hospital. You're not going to get treated. Just go lay down in the park close to the river where you can like be in the water and cool yourself off. So this doctor is going back and forth from the hospital to the park. And at one point, he's walking through the park and in the bushes, he hears people. And they're like, help us, help us. And he goes over and it's a bunch of soldiers who were at the air base. And he's like, doctor, we're fucked up. We don't know what's going on. Can you help us? He's like, well, I'm on the way to the hospital, but I'll bring back help. He's like, yeah, like we're all blind here and we don't know why. Like we don't even know what happened. Their eyes had melted out of their heads and they hadn't realized it.
Oh my
God. Apparently the bomb went off and they were like looking up at the sky and the flash caused their eyes to melt. And he like didn't have the heart to tell them. So he's just like, just stay here and I'll be back.
Oh my
God. It's filled with like crazy moments like that. Check out Hiroshima by John Hershey.
If you're looking for a fun read, pick it up today. I have something I want to say about a book I'm reading, and it actually ties into, well, books and melting eyeballs. Mm. But I want to do a couple plugs first, and then I'll bring it up.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching our show tonight. If you like it, you can always get involved and support. And I think one of the best ways is shop.mega64.com. And this is a big night because we do something on here called the 64-hour special where we'll put a shirt on sale, a rare shirt for only 64 hours. Though, you know, shop.mega64.com has a million great items and a ton of great designs, but we like to do like bootleg or sketchy, you know, one-offs that are only around for 64 hours. Well, we were thinking, well, we should do a shirt, you know, that ties into our Metal Gear video, you know, maybe something, you know. At one point we thought, well, you know, Derek playing Snake, would that work on a shirt? And then we thought, well, a long time ago, we had a shirt that had Derek as Snake already on it.
That's right.
And it was our worst shirt ever. So for only 64 hours, the worst shirt of all time that we ever put out, what a plug, right?
I mean,
the...
It's back, baby.
The dumbass quote shirt,
God.
Which we've talked about for years.
I can't even believe it.
All in the context of regret is available at shop.mega64.com.
Rocco thought, hey, people are going to buy this shirt. And I am like, I don't think we're going to sell fucking one.
I don't think so either.
I don't think we're going to sell one.
People have been asking
for it. And I said, I think it's going to be a huge hit. So the game is on.
The game is on.
Who's going to be right?
I mean, yeah, I don't get it either, Shurubu. Don't worry
Somebody
about it.
Somebody in the chat said it's as bad as it used to be.
Yeah. It's the worst shirt.
But people ask for it every once in a while, so now it's time for them to put their money where their mouth is.
It's the 10th anniversary of this shitty-ass shirt that we put out.
It is, and honestly, I mean, if you want it, I guess this is your chance. I can't imagine why you'd want to wear it, but you know what?
You know what? I'm going to... Video came out this week. Game of Thrones actors disappointed with Game of Thrones. I'm going to plug this shirt the way they plugged the final season.
Okay.
This shirt is hilarious. It is possibly the greatest shirt Mega 64 has ever made. And I think everybody out there is going to be blown away when they wear it.
That was
Peter Dinklage.
Done to a T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What every interview I've seen has been. No.
Nobody wants to say it's bad. It's gonna be, they're just depressed talking about how great
epic.
It is.
Epic is the only word I can use to describe. Anyway, so check that out, shop.mega64.com. Obviously, patreon.com/mega64 is another great place full of exclusives that you could get, support the show. Everyone watching on Twitch right now, I wanted to let you guys know, it's always a good idea, you know, throw us a Twitch Prime sub for the month if you got it. If you have Amazon Prime.
Or just get a regular Twitch sub if you want
to. Doesn't cost anything. You know, whatever. If you like doing Twitch stuff, whatever. Throw us a sub. Okay, great. Just want to let you guys know, we threw in a bunch of new emotes into our chat.
Ooh.
A bunch of live action emotes featuring some of our most classic moments. You've got me damaged, in case you're feeling damaged, and a smile. Sean crying. Sean going Super Saiyan.
Oh, I'm eating Derek, ass.
The duality of Derek. You have the dismissive kind of Derek, and also the...
Bored Derek.
Wrap this up, Derek.
Med Derek.
And then, of course, the only variant we need of Garrett, eating ass Garrett. So you can't go wrong with these emotes.
Wow.
So check them out if you want to do that. And then I want to give a shout out to, again, our sponsor, med.com, which I don't think it's real, but check it out for yourself and you tell me if I've been put up to a stunt. Med.com, the daily deal website. From the creators of Woot.com back in the day. Was that real? It was. But Med.com, judge for yourself. And if you get a good deal, you let me know. Because I think I've been put up to bail.
Oh, okay.
What's the daily deal? Oh, shit. I'm going to go to Med.com right now, see what they're selling.
Ask yourself, how is the podcast going so far?
Great.
Fucking great. Woot!
Oh, I thought you were going to say meh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Garrett, too easy. While you're looking that up, Derek, there you go. Thanks, Brian. I did get a lot of people ask me how my ankle is doing, and I want everyone to know.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm talking like a lot of messages, more than I think ever before on an issue.
People are concerned.
People are really concerned about my ankle.
Wait, hold on. Let's contextualize this.
Okay.
In the Metal Gear Solid behind the scenes video, when you go down the stairs on a cooler,
so dumb.
You can see Sean's... I didn't know until I watched the behind-the-scenes footage that his foot turns, like, backwards.
Yeah.
I mean, I was slowing it down frame by frame, like, oh, my God. He kept saying he hurt his ankle. I didn't know it fully twisted around. It was so gross.
Yeah. But I'm glad that I did not see that footage until now, because I would have gone to the doctor, and I didn't, and I'm fine. So,
lesson learned.
Doctors are overrated.
Yeah,
right.
I saved some money, and my ankle's fine.
People are always saying, I want health care. When are we going to have universal health care? Yeah.
My eyes melted out of my sockets.
Doctors are a fucking scam.
Let me tell you, I've had health care. I pay out the ass to have health care.
Exactly.
And guess what? It sucks.
Exactly. It does suck.
Whereas a video game, that's $60 and it's fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah, you know what my copay is? To go to the doctor, it's $75. And that's way more expensive than video games.
Yeah.
Just stay home,
bought Red Dead
and put it on ice and play Red Dead. Exactly.
Half as fun at
did
most.
You, did you see the thing that, what was it? Was it Delta Airlines?
No.
The thing that they sent to their employees?
No, what?
Okay, so they got some flack this week. So they, I think Delta Airlines employees are talking about unionizing. Like,
uh-oh.
They really want to unionize.
Okay.
Delta don't
and
like that.
Delta sent a thing to their employees that was... union dues on average cost $700 a year. wouldn't it be a lot more fun to have a brand new game console?
What? And there's like a picture of a controller.
A controller, and it's like, yeah, cheaper than union dues, a lot more fun, don't you think? It was like,
man, they know their audience. But that's some psychological shit right there.
Yeah, but the funny part of it was, like, everyone was picking it apart online, and I thought somebody's observation on it was really funny. It was like, if the giant corporation is sending you stuff saying, nah, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, it's like, isn't that what?
Yes. Like, in my head, I mean? Like, if I was an employee, I'd be like, oh, fuck off. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Animal Farm, George Orwell?
I do remember Animal Farm. Yeah.
Didn't we have a dispute on that? I really liked that book.
I hated that book.
He hated it.
You didn't
Were you a fan, no. Derek? Or I can't remember.
I think it's one of the greatest books ever written.
There it is. There nice. It is.
Of all time. But you got to read between the lines. If you're just
Sean?
These fucking horses and pigs talking about.
Yeah, Sean,
about,
is, he's old.
I could get why
When
why
I had to read
like
it in ninth grade, I wasn't reading between any lines. I'll say that much.
But when you're like, oh, the fucking pigs are like the fucking government fat cats.
Wait,
but,
what?
Anyways. In Animal Farm, when they're trying to, like, when certain group of animals are trying to control the other animals, you remember the other animals are like, maybe they're trying to control us. I don't like this. What do? They wheel in a television and they go, watch this. And then all the animals are like, well, that's crazy. And they just stop complaining about stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Delta.
Shit.
Yep.
Oh, you want to unionize, make your life better? Have you ever thought about getting a PlayStation
video game?
Well, Devil May Cry
somebody
5?
Did a parody of it that made me laugh really hard. Where it was, because right now a lot of video game studios are trying, they're like video game developers are trying to unionize, and Riot was kind of at the center of that. Riot Games has been at the center of all this unionizing talk, and they parodied the ad where they changed everything, where it's like, union dues cost $700 a year, wouldn't you rather buy a plane ticket? Riot Games. You know, it's like the opposite of the thing. Anyway, it made me laugh.
So what was the resolution? Did Delta give everybody a free console?
No, I don't think. No, it's no. They sent that. Like they sent that ad last week, and everyone made fun of them, and that's where it's at.
They sent that to their own employees.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or they posted it up in. I don't know where
like
they distributed it, but yeah, it was there. It was like, wouldn't it? It just seems so like evil, schemey.
I'm surprised people are not that the employees didn't walk out at Delta.
I think there has been an uproar since.
Did they not think?
I think so.
That was going to be posted on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to post that in your wherever.
Also,
that's going to be seen by a lot of people.
What fucking console is Delta buying? You're spending $700. Like,
it says on the thing
that
an
Xbox 2.
No, it says that on the thing that a game console would be cheaper.
Oh,
like it'd be cheaper and more fun.
That's true. Switch.
Good point. Now
save some money.
Somebody, I mentioned that it sounds kind of evil. Whatever. Somebody in the chat says, well, it sounds evil because it is evil.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, then
true. PlayStation Classic, $40.
Have our explanation.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I've been playing a video game.
Nice.
So yeah, it's true. Not new. Not a new game. I found my PS3, which I thought was broken. Turned out HDMI cable. That was fucked up. So fixed that. Portal 2 is... I'm playing
that
again.
You've been dying to
play that. I've been dying to play it.
You've never played it?
No, I have. But it's been so long that I definitely forgot how to play it. And let me tell you, that game should be... it drives me crazy how you cannot play these games on the newer systems. Like, I will buy it again. You already made it. I will buy it again. Just put it on your store and don't do anything. Don't make it HD. I don't give a shit. Just put it out there.
I think we've talked about, not to derail from Portal, but I think we've talked about that when new consoles come out, there's always the argument for backwards compatibility and all that stuff. You know, whether it's across many generations, okay, whatever. They always need to play the last one. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To where you don't have to have two systems hooked up. Just let it play the games from the last system. And it sounds like Sony has said that PS5 will play 4 games out of the gate, which is great. But because, lately I've been dying to replay Portal 2 as well, but I just don't want to hook up my PS3.
Yeah, it was
PS3 spoiler.
It was honestly
it was a pain in the ass. It fucking sucked, but I did it and now I'm happy that I did, but it was like, fuck, dude. Like, this, it shouldn't be so hard to play a game.
Yeah. I mean, that game is originally a PC game, and it's always been available
on
Steam.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you coming from a console player's perspective, it is a little.
I want to play it on my big TV, though.
But
you got
to run. You got to go.
I did it. But for a PC version, it's like, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah. He's going to bitch and moan.
That's what I'm going to do.
I am going to plug the same video game I plugged last week, Shakedown Hawaii.
Yeah.
Shakedown Hawaii fucking rules. For $19.99 on the Switch, so far, my game of the year. I've been playing the shit out of this game.
Yeah, it's rare that Derek will actually, like, we're, like, working on stuff, and he stopped me in the hallway like, hey, I think you need to play this
game. I want everybody to check out Shakedown Hawaii. It's really fun.
Okay.
So at first, it was like a retro throwback to the old school Grand Theft Autos, but it's so much more than that because I realized it's also like slash a business management game, which hits my fucking sweet spot. Yeah. But it's all like mafia style. So you're on the island of Hawaii and, you know, just like GTA, it's populated with a bunch of buildings. You can basically... The point of the game is to launch this super corporation. You want to buy up every single piece of property on Hawaii. Some of them are like coffee shops. Some of them are health food stores, auto body shops, clothing stores, all kinds of stuff. You go into these stores and you start by telling them, you need to pay me for protection money. And the people be like, I'm not paying you for protection money. So then you got to do all this mafia shit like, oh, you don't think you need protection, huh? And maybe, you know, it gives you a challenge. You got to shake them down. Sometimes it's like, pick up a couple chairs, throw it at this fucker. You got to pick up the chairs, just start throwing it at the guy, hit him in the face. All right, fine, I'll pay you. Sometimes it's like, well, you're going to have a hard time selling stuff without any mannequins. And you got to go like beat up the mannequins or intimidate the customers. Sometimes they already pay for protection and you got to get out your guns and fight the protection they're already paying for. But once you do that, you have the option of buying the business. And then depending on what businesses you own, you can use your products to multiply your income. So like I shook down and bought like an internet marketing company. And then I was able to do like targeted internet ads for all my businesses. I shook down and I bought a Whole Foods store and I was able to sell Whole Foods products at all my other businesses and up my income. I went from making like $10,000 a day to making like $20 million a day.
That's a lot of money.
It's so fun. It like hits my sweet spot, like I said. Plus, it's really funny. It has a lot of commentary on corporate America. Once I owned a coffee store, they're like, you know, a lot of coffee stores aren't selling straws because it's eco-friendly. And then my character's like, yeah, it's eco-friendly. We'd also save billions of dollars not buying straws anymore, banning all the straws. And then there's like a news story like, this coffee shop puts people before profits. And then the guy's just sitting there laughing like, yeah, sure we do. Shakedown Hawaii is fucking awesome. Check it out. I highly recommend it.
Has the lack of plastic straws at places bothered you or do you care?
I haven't encountered that yet.
Disney didn't have them, but then now they have a lot of – now they'll – like at Disneyland, they have a lot of like paper straws. Crack me up. Is that comedian's name Chris D'Elia? Is that his name?
Yeah. Yes.
It cracked me up what he tweeted the other day. Hey, you know how you put a piece of paper in water and it just gets all soggy? Okay, so why are we doing paper straws? That just cracked me up. I think paper straws are totally good. And then you hit a minute where now it's immediately mush.
Yeah, if you drink your drink in 30 seconds, you're
if
okay.
If I get like an iced coffee, it's good until that last quarter.
We got to figure something
out. I haven't seen the video, but apparently the real change in the tide is like there's a sea turtle and they pull a plastic straw like out of his nose.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like it looks like a normal turtle, and they're like, hold on. Piece of brain on the end. So yeah. I'm okay with the plastic straws that will most likely all end up in the ocean, not being available anymore.
Yeah, I've something happened when all that started happening. I was like, yeah, I always hear how like straws are a bitch to clean out of whatever, and it's always been. And so I'm just kind of like, yeah, it made me more mindful of just using plastic I throw away all the time. You know what I mean?
I'm
like bottled water. I don't use nearly as much as I used to.
I'm gonna serve myself up on a silver platter.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my head. You get the axe. You chop it off. I'm throwing this one. If anybody out there enjoys hating me, I'm gonna put some fodder in your cannon. Mm-hmm. I watched a movie on Netflix this week from beginning to end, Wine Country.
Okay. That's a new series? Or
no, it's a movie.
Oh, it is a movie.
It's a movie starring all the old actresses from SNL that are not funny. Anna Gasteyer, Maya Rudolph, Amy Poehler.
See, I like Maya Rudolph and Amy Poehler. Yeah, I think they're funny.
I don't. Okay. It's a bunch of 50-year-old women
that want to celebrate
a birthday, and so they go to wine country, and they just drink wine, and they just talk about, like, remember when we used to be young? It was one of the worst fucking movies.
Well, yeah, it looked terrible.
It looked terrible, and I was like so oddly fascinated, like, how bad could this really be? And I watched it from beginning to end, fucking hating it the whole time. It was a very Rocco-esque moment.
Oh. You like to torture yourself.
So you enjoyed watching it?
I was getting a kick out of watching it, though at my enjoyment meter was consistently below 3% for the entire time.
Wow.
But there was literally one moment in the entire film that I actually enjoyed.
Okay.
And one character has like a mental breakdown, like, my life is fucked. The world is fucked. I'm upset about the environment. And then she just goes off like, all the fucking plastic is just in the ocean. The whole ocean is filled with plastic. There's like one rhinoceros left in the world. And I was like, that's funny. I like that. I identified with that.
Okay.
All this environmental talk just reminded me that I watched Wine Country.
Couldn't have paid me.
I know. It's I'm not telling anybody to watch it. Don't watch it. It was a testament of my mental fortitude that I got through it all the way to the end.
I have been watching. I am not done with it yet on Netflix. A movie called Film Worker, and it is a documentary about a guy who was in Barry Lyndon with Stanley Kubrick, and then became obsessed with him and became his like. Not assistant, but like just started working for him and like quit acting to be with him full time.
Oh, I've heard of this guy.
Yeah.
To be with Kubrick.
Yes. And like he's the guy who like picked Danny for The Shining.
He was like his personal assistant for the rest of Stanley Kubrick's life.
Oh. Yes. And like basically like devoted, like was a pretty successful actor, basically quit that just to follow him wherever he went.
Wow.
So like it's really interesting. They interview like... Oh, Lee Emery? Is that his name?
Yeah, Arlie Emery.
Arlie Emery.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, before he died, obviously. Like, it's fucking crazy. So, I saw it thinking of you guys. I think, I'm not done yet.
I didn't know about this.
I think you would really enjoy it. It's really, really interesting. You see a lot of, like, things about behind the scenes of these movies I've never seen before.
Filmmaker?
Film Worker.
Film Worker.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so check it out.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
It's really cool.
I didn't get to finish my thought. Before we went to the plugs, I said that I also read a book and I also read about fucked up eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
And I never paid that off.
Sure.
I have been reading, it just came out this week. I've been deeply engrossed in Howard Stern's new book.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
This week he finally put out his new book, Howard Stern Comes Again. And I have been, I didn't know what to kind of expect from it. It's like, oh, there's interviews in it or what is this? It's his favorite interviews over the years that he's done his show, but they're not only listed by like, okay, here's this celebrity and that celebrity, but then there's also like sections of it too, where it's like, here's a section all about money stuff. Like here's when celebrities talked candidly about how they make their money and how much they make and da da da, you know, different sections like that. But what's great is it's all got his commentary on each interview. So it's like, okay, here's when I talked to Harvey Weinstein. And when this interview was over, I talked to Robin and I said, I don't think he's being honest about the casting couch stuff. And you know what I mean? Like it's got all of his kind of like commentary on stuff. It's really great. But what's awesome about it, like the whole first chunk of the book is just him talking and kind of explaining his mindset. And it's really cool seeing him reflect on like, you know, staying kind of like, he's got an edgy show, but being more reflective in terms of, you know, he's like, I used to go into my shows just really combative and like wanting to like, oh, I'm going to get this reaction and that's it. But now he's like, but now that I'm older, it's kind of more like, isn't it more interesting kind of getting something a little deeper out of them? And like, you know what I mean? Just like having that self-reflection, I thought was really interesting. And it's been a really great book. But I brought up the eye thing because he interviewed Tracy Morgan. I think he had the first interview after Tracy Morgan came back from his accident that
he
had.
I think he did.
When he got hit by a Walmart truck or whatever that was. And he talked about he was blind for a week after he woke up. So he was in a coma for 8 or 9 days. And then when he woke up, there were like 5 or 6 where his eyes were off. And I just thought that what a terrifying week that must have been. Can you imagine being days in and going like, is this going to come back? Is it like that was so scary to read about where he was just like,
yikes.
Yeah, and every day was like, I think you guys are going to come back on. It's like, basically, synapses just were so injured they weren't working. But it's like, well, they're going to heal, right? Like, they're good. Oh, my God. All his shit. Let it not be forgotten what happened to Tracy Morgan during
that. Well, and
his friend died, right?
His friend killed.
Actually died, yeah.
So when he woke up from that coma, too, they had to hit him with the news like, yeah, you've been asleep for 8 months and, you know.
Yeah.
Your buddy's gone.
That was insane. But anyway, the eye thing, I could not, did not be able to see for a week and not know, like, what's going to happen.
Didn't he get, like, $3 billion?
Oh, Walmart paid out the ass for that one, yeah.
Yeah.
See, so that's good publicity for Walmart, too.
I think since then, didn't he buy, like, doesn't he own, like, sharks now or something?
Oh,
like,
he what? Talked about
he
that.
He has, like, an aquarium in his house now.
It's like win-win.
Yeah, that's true.
I like rare exotic fish.
Yeah.
That's a great impression.
I'm Brian Fellows.
Dude, that was racist.
No, that's a classic Saturday Night Live skit. Classic SNL character Brian Fellows.
That is.
You guys
love
never
Brian
seen
Fellows.
Classic SNL?
Nope, never seen it.
Wow. Get cultured,
yeah,
y'all.
I literally don't know what you're talking about.
Literally
just,
no idea.
You're doing a Tracy Morgan impersonation, and that ain't cool.
Somebody gonna get pregnant.
Oh, fuck.
You can't. I'm not allowed to.
Holy shit.
Fuck, dude.
Fuck. Don't make me moonwalk.
What's your. Oh, fuck. What's your Twitter handle?
I don't plug that.
I put it in every
you're
podcast.
About to get added.
I don't promote.
I promote it for
Sean
you.
Sean promotes
every
it.
Single
Jared
week.
Doesn't.
Every single week I put it under.
Why do you? How could you do that? I'm probably.
You don't know that. What?
Sean, I'm probably gaining all these unexpected
Sean, what's
followers.
What's his Twitter handle?
It's at Garrett Hunter.
No.
But every time we do a podcast, the first time we have a close up on us, I have a nameplate where it's like our name and then our Twitter.
You don't watch our podcast? I'm on it.
Well,
I don't watch.
I thought you wanted.
Either.
I thought that was a nice thing to do.
That's okay. You're.
It looked
you know
more
what?
Professional.
I don't even know. What
you know
we
what?
Here.
It's that's helpful.
What
Maybe
better,
one day I'll get verified.
What better podcast to watch than the one you're on? I mean, that's just. I mean,
but I lived.
You know
it.
It's well. You know it's going to appeal to you.
I would rather spend more time getting research for this podcast.
No, it's not logical. It's just not.
That's like grading your own homework. You're not capable of doing that.
Oh, yeah. I disagree. Who better to grade it?
The guy.
I would like to grade my own homework.
You ever have a teacher when you were young and they'd sit you down and be like, what grade do you think you deserve?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That fucked me up.
I always said C.
Yeah. As a kid, I was so low self-esteem, I would always give myself a low grade.
Yeah, me too.
Like an idiot. Hey, anybody watching, if you're still in school and your teacher says, what grade do you think you deserve? Your answer should be like, they don't have a grade good enough for what I deserve. A+ doesn't come close to what I've been accomplishing in this class.
I should get college credit for this paper.
Yeah. I should be teaching you.
In the few times that happened to me, I always said A-.
Mm.
Like, hey, you know what? I'm not as engaged in this as I want, but I do a good job. So that was
you
it.
Know what I thought
I was
when they asked that question
yeah.
is how fucking lazy are you? I did the work. You give me the grade. This is the system that you set up, and I'm just following.
I wish
so
I could.
Why
go,
the fuck are you asking me?
I would blow my fucking teacher's mind if I could go back in time and answer that question again.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, A, quadruple A, quintuple A.
With a plus at the end.
Fuck, you should go to the fucking store and buy a block of gold and forge the letter A and present it to me on a silver platter and write a thank you note in your own blood for having me performing in your class. That's how fucking good I've done.
Performing.
What would the teacher say to that?
Well, I think I'm going to give you a C. In terms of a teacher being like a lack of confidence or lack of effort, whatever you want to call it, I still think back all the time and get my stomach turns when I think about my English teacher in like 11th grade. When you had to do book talks at our high school, you would have to read whole books and then they would interview you about the book. Like,
quiz you.
So you read, you'd have to read like 1,000 pages per semester or whatever it was. And so it'd be like, okay, yeah. I read this 600 page Harry Potter book. Okay, well, and they'd flip to a page. Who is. Fat Stanley or whatever. I don't know. A Harry Potter character.
That's him. That's
Fat Stanley.
His best friend.
Yeah. Who's that? Oh, that's his best friend at school. Oh, okay. You know, they interview you about it. I was pretty good at bullshitting him, but I actually read the first Harry Potter book.
Okay.
Nice. Quickly. I mean, yeah. You know, I was a very busy high school kid. And so I gave it to her and she's like, what was it? She was like, where did Harry Potter live? Yeah. And I was like, Hogwarts?
Yeah.
No, it's under the stairs. Oh, okay. It's like, I don't remember that part. Okay.
I had the same experience.
She asked me a couple things, and then I was like, yeah, I don't know. She asked me really specific stuff, and I was like, yeah. I read this really fast. Like, I'm not going to lie. And so I told her that, and she's like, okay, well, I'll still give you credit. Okay. And then, man, that was on a Friday, and then Monday, I came in, and she was like, hey, I took away the credit for that book. I just thought about it over the weekend.
What
and,
a fucking... Whoa,
and it was whoa. Like... That's okay, so that was a huge... Was that a huge waste of my time? Like, should I... Well, you can interview again for half credit.
Oh.
No, I'll just fucking fail this fucking class, I guess. That, I don't want to do this again.
Yeah, at our high school, we were in school right when the Harry Potter books were, like, being released.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
the movies, right?
Before the movies. The books hadn't all even been written at that point. I think like three or four books had come out when we were in school.
My senior year, the fourth one came out.
Yeah. And we had a teacher who was obsessed with them. And I don't know if you guys had this teacher, but in my English class...
I think I know
class,
what you're talking about, but no.
They would tell us, like, okay, a lot of people are reading these Harry Potter books, and I know you're passing them around, and you're telling each other the stories. We suspect a lot of people are faking their book talks about Harry Potter, so we have a teacher here who's read them all repeatedly. We have a Harry Potter expert. So if anybody here is reading Harry Potter, just know we're really going to quiz you to make sure you read them. And I legitimately read, like, the fourth book. I just jumped right into number four, because somebody handed it to me, and I was, like, reading it.
And everyone was real hyped on that one.
Had no context for Harry Potter as my first experience with it. And, I blew through, like, all – how many pages? Like, 400-something pages in one night. Yeah, and then I go in for my book talk the next day, like, okay, we're really going to quiz you. Who are the Dursleys? I don't know. You don't know? Yeah, I read this all last night. I could tell you what I remember, but I don't remember who those people are. And it was like, what do you want me to fucking say? Yeah. Like, I don't remember. You're the expert, and I'm the kid who experienced this all last night.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
How can I compete with your knowledge? Is this a fucking quiz on who's a bigger Harry Potter fan? That's you, ma'am. You win.
Well, so after that, after the Harry Potter thing, I went into full bullshit mode because I figured, well, better to bullshit my way through 8 fake books that I didn't read then fail on ones that I spent all my time reading. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, fake books? Like, they didn't exist?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I guess, no. They're real books.
Oh, okay.
Fake book talks in terms of I didn't read them. So I just started bringing in bullshit that I didn't read. And I realized the woman, my English teacher, was a real old woman. And I realized, if I start bringing in fucking Star Wars books, what's she going to ask me about?
Right, right.
She doesn't understand any of this shit. So that was because she screwed me so bad on that one book that I honestly thought, well, now I'm going to cheat. You know what I mean? This. Like, so I started bringing in like, yeah, here's the, I don't know the name of the
Shadows of the Empire.
Books. No, I read that one, but
no,
other
obscure
ones.
Ones.
Yeah. Real obscure ones. Here's Admiral Thrawn's Crazy Day Part 2. Yeah. And I'd bring it in and she would be like, oh, now who's Boba Fett? Bounty hunter. Oh, now what's who's Prince Shizor, space prince? He's got pheromones. Yeah, okay, pheromones. You know, I would just say Star Wars facts, and she'd go, oh, "You read this one inside and out," and it's like, whatever.
The Grundalorian tournament.
But then I would bring in like the death of Superman, which I didn't read, like the novelization, and she would go, "Oh, who's Crypto?" And I'd go, and I didn't know, so I'd go, "Villain." And she'd go, says here it's his dog. And then I would improvise. I'd go, oh, I was thinking of Kryptova, who is a space prince from another planet next to Krypton, and he thought he was denied the throne. And she'd go, oh, so it's kind of Shakespearean. Okay. And then she'd give me the credit. And it's like, oh, so just make shit up enough that she doesn't question it.
Getting back to Harry Potter, the Dursleys, I know who they are now because Harry Potter is such a cultural thing. Yeah. I know the story inside and out, but it was my first experience with the book. Yeah. There's like 3 chapters in the beginning of the book, and then it moves on to so much other shit.
And
I just
it was
wasn't
a brand new thing
question.
At the time.
It was.
Really, it was a new thing.
But just like you, after that, they actually gave me credit because I legitimately read the book and pleaded with them. Like, I'll tell you so much about the fucking house elves and the fucking tournament and all the shit that I remember. But after that point, it was like, you know what? I'm going to get a book nobody here has ever fucking heard of.
Yeah.
I went to the bookstore and got a 1,000-page fantasy book.
Oh, shit.
Called,
awesome.
I believe it was called The Redemption of Athelas.
Yeah.
And I just flipped to the middle of the book and read like one chapter and went into the book talk and pulled it all out of my ass.
Oh, man.
The middle of the book has all this random shit in it. And so I just cited all that. They have a guy who can like see through time, so he knows what's going to happen. But then somebody hits him in the back of the head with an axe and he actually like he goes blind. So he can't see in the real world, but he can only see through time. And they're like, oh, and what happens in the end? Oh, they fucking have to stop all these guys doing time travel, making shit up. And
yeah.
1,000
awesome.
Pages worth of credit for like 20 minutes worth
yeah.
of
effort.
And you know what's funny? The biggest book I ever read doing those book report, book talks, whatever you call them, in high school was in my senior year. I actually found, I got a book that was the history of video games till now. And it was like that. I mean, it was a phone
nice.
Book. And I read it cover to cover. I'm like, I actually want to know the history of video games. I'm interested in that subject. And that, you know, and I read that. And that was like, this is all the pages I need the whole semester. And I studied it inside and out. I'm like, I'm going to answer any question. Because this is a younger guy teacher. He was a lot more sharp to stuff. And so I gave him the book. And he's like, all right, I'm going to interview you on this. Okay, so what's the deal with the Dreamcast? Oh, that's Sega's latest console. Nice, nice, nice. And so the memory card, what's different about that? I'm like, this came out, Dreamcast came out like a month ago. I'm like, it has a screen on it. Nice. All right, there you go, man. It's like, I read that whole fucking book, and he asked me what the deal was with the Dreamcast.
The thing that you've been playing with every day after
school.
And
that's what people are saying in the chat, and I totally agree. That I really think those years that we were forced to read books and how many pages burnt out my reading core in my brain.
Oh, it definitely
because
it
I always loved reading.
It,
I always loved reading, and then high school made me hate it like it was work.
Yeah, but they stopped doing that.
Yeah, they did stop doing that after we graduated. They like killed that.
Yeah, my
program.
Sister never had to do that.
And but it made me it made me like get repulsed by certain types of reading. Now I will still read nonfiction. No problem. Like this Howard Stern book and stuff. Just if it's something I'm interested in, it's the best way to download tons of information. So into my brain, you know. So I'll read tons of nonfiction, but fiction, like novels and stuff, it's like my brain burnt out after high school. It breaks my heart.
I may be the one person who had the opposite experience. I never really enjoyed reading, but because we were forced to do book talks, my friends would be like, yo, I read this book.
Yeah.
I think you'll like this. And I actually discovered giant novels are not my thing, but
sure.
Small books, 150 to 200 pages.
Novellas. Yeah.
That was – I just found my speed with that. And people were like, read this one. And they were short, and I really enjoyed them. So I kind of discovered what I liked.
Interesting.
Because people were like, I know you got this book talk coming up, Derek. Here. Yeah. Read this one. I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I guess that could happen – oh, sorry. I was just going to say, I guess that could happen if you never read it all. I guess it could get you into it. But I was reading and I didn't.
No, I was just going to say that I guarantee you that the teacher would only ask you the questions judging by your body language. If you look nervous, they're going to grill you. If you look confident, they don't care. Like, I mean, I know that they probably saw some kid just like, it's like, oh, this fucker is trying to get away with these pages.
The whole idea is ludicrous. Like, I'm a teacher. I've never read this book. You just handed me 500 pages, and I'm supposed to quiz you on it, and I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm going to flip to a random page and be like, all right, what's an elf? And the kid, if he literally answers anything, I'd be like, all right, I think you read it. what kind of fucking test is that?
Somebody in the chat asked this, and I am just curious. Did you like reading Shakespeare or did you hate that? Because I personally felt like if I had to read it on my own, not on my own. I think Shakespeare is meant to be read like a reading, like a play. Like, not necessarily you have to memorize it, but you know what I mean? Like, reading it, when we would read it out loud in class,
I like that.
I would enjoy that. Some more than others. Some of them I was like, not feeling. Like, I think we did Julius Caesar. I wasn't really feeling that. But when we did Hamlet, I thought, this rules. Hamlet fucking rules. I really got into it. I still like Hamlet. And, like, you know, even, like, they did that four-hour movie, and I was, like, fucking into it. So some stories more than others, but that's how I felt.
I loved Shakespeare, but I hated getting exposed to Shakespeare. I think that the stories are so good, but as a child being forced to read
in
English from 400 years ago it's a fucking tough barrier to get through.
Sure.
If you can get through it and really appreciate what's actually going on in the story, it's amazing. But, you know, I think just thy instead of the is enough to keep people out of really understanding and digesting what's really going on in Shakespeare.
Yeah.
He probably stole all those stories anyways.
So. Yeah. You know what? I saw Shakespeare in Love. That's all.
Nice.
Just letting everyone know that I saw that.
Best picture.
Best picture. Really? I know what? I saw it and I liked it a lot.
Paltrow, baby.
I did like it. Did you see it?
I never did.
You know what? I was mad at it because I'm like, if Saving Private Ryan lost to this movie, fuck this movie. But it was it wasn't bad. Like, don't watch it going into that mindset. It was just a good movie.
Well, is there anything else? I think we're hitting that time.
It's not.
I wanted to say thanks to everybody for watching. Thanks for another great week doing this podcast.
Oh yeah.
If you haven't had a chance yet, we wanted to let you know. If you haven't looked into it, we wanted to let you know at the end of this year. Well, not the very end. November 9th and 10th. Are those the dates of Game Days this year? Mega 64 Game Days 2019 is happening this November.
That's right.
We wanted to let you know that it's the best weekend every year without fail. Ask anybody. They will confirm my words.
Let's talk about last year, how good it was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
We had highlights. DJ Doug Pound come out.
Yeah.
In the mix.
Did a set. Comedy spectacular. Then does a Q&A session. You get to dive under the surface, you know, see what's going on under the hood of this comedy genius. I think a lot of people don't even realize that he was there performing and answering questions and showing off all his stuff.
That was great.
We've had Fatal Farm in the past showing off everything they've done creatively.
Yeah.
How they do the crazy. I didn't even realize they did like all the crazy Old Spice commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
And
all
this awesome stuff, talking about their RoboCop recreation where he shoots the dicks off of everybody. It was.
They even gave props away for
that.
Yeah,
they gave exploded dicks out. It's so cool every year. I mean, it's the best event of the year.
Yeah.
If you like comedy and entertainment and us.
And that's our day one event. And then day two, we're all going to California Adventure. So, I mean, it's, again, like you can't top it. It's going to be the best. Go to mega64.com/gamedays for all the info. Tickets to day one are on sale. And then actually in the next, probably by the time you're watching this on Tuesday, I haven't put, it's not up yet, but we have a discount link for park tickets, you know, for going to California Adventure or Disneyland, whichever one you want to go to. It's all right there in the same place. So look for that. mega64.com/gamedays. And
cool.
Thank you, everybody. And we're going to end on kind of a cool note. Oh, wait.
So. Mm. Gotta go wide shot.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Here, we'll end on another Crush video. Kevin, get the camera ready. Kevin, get the camera still.
Oh, my.
I'm too turned on. I can't.
Oh, God, he's horned up.
I'm horned up.